Megan Turnquist. With an okay from USDA to hay and graze cover crops on prevented plant acres starting September 1, farmers and ranchers are securing cover crop seed right now. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Carol Hart has the story.
Some farmers and ranchers started planning for this announcement 2 weeks ago. Now, Winfield United Forage agronomist Jeff Jackson says the announcement is accelerating the process, increasing demand for cover crop seed. Yet there's already a cover crop seed shortage across the country. Farmers and ranchers are exploring their options.
There's just a lot of questions on what can we still get. How do we manage it? How do we make the best crop that we can to get us through the winter onto the 2020 crop so we don't have a devastating shortage? So there's still a lot of options out there. We're working with a lot of forage sorghum right now to try to get it placed appropriately for feed. And you know, we've got guys that are going to do oats and wheat and rye and everything in between. It's just what fits your operation, what can you find. It's a big process, and when people ask, there's a lot of, I ask more questions than they do once we get started.
Jackson reminds farmers to ask good questions about seeding rates for cover crops and just have a plan.
So watch any residual herbicides that were applied last year or maybe already this year that would not be conducive for the crop that they plan to put in the ground. So they, first of all, don't have some soil activity that will kill the crop, and secondly, that they're not making an off-label application. Those are two large concerns that we have to deal with every day because some of these cover crops that we're talking about don't have a wide range of label products that they can use and or are acceptable. Talk about your harvest method. One of my favorite questions is how do you plan to feed it? Are you going to do chop for silage, do round bales, high moisture for baleage, or are you going to try to do dry hay? Or maybe even the best option yet would be grazing a standing crop so you don't have harvest expense.
USDA's announcement is a short-term solution for farmers and ranchers. It will only happen this year. A longer-term solution could happen via the Feed Act. South Dakota Senator John Thune will be meeting with farmers and ranchers and agribusiness professionals, including Jackson, today to discuss. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
The adjust-